The following episode contains spoilers for The Grey. This is episode 16 of Celluloid Freaks.
I'm Matt.
I'm Kat.
And I'm Chris. Felt like changing it up there a little bit. And we're going to talk about The Grey, so why not start talking about The Grey right away as we usually do. Matt, what did you think of The Grey?
I thought it was going to be something completely different than what it was.
Yes, it certainly was advertised as Liam Neeson fights a bunch of frickin' wolves, and didn't really get that.
Remember what I told you about how I hate it when trailers lie to me?
Yes.
Yeah. However, I liked it. It was good. I can appreciate a good, you know, psychological movie like that.
Yeah, I really liked what I got. So, I mean,
yeah.
When you realized it wasn't the movie you were getting, what did you think? What are your thoughts?
Well, I realized about maybe 30 minutes in, you know, I hear, okay, Lily commits suicide, but, okay, so the wolf howl stops him, and it was good. It was a really, really good Liam Neeson role. And for, funny thing is, Taken is on right now on FX, so I got that on in the background while we're talking about this.
Right. So, well, Kat, what did you think?
I actually thought that it wouldn't be quite what I thought it or what it ended up being, but there were too many wolves and too many wolves shooting and wolf maulings, and I had to leave because I was going to cry.
What?
What?
No, I mean, I was really traumatized, and I started shaking, and my boyfriend asked if I needed to leave, and I kind of did.
That is such a shame.
I know. It makes you feel better. The wolves are supposed to be, like, symbolic of man's battle against nature, and... Yeah.
I'm really, 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 really sensitive to animals. And, I mean, I couldn't watch a lot of the movie. The plane crash upset me some, but I could have dealt with that. I couldn't watch him shooting the wolves. I couldn't watch the one guy cutting the wolf's head off.
Yeah.
And then when the wolves were mauling people, I mean, I just couldn't handle it. It just was really upsetting.
I tell him, Kat, too bad. One time I was watching American Psycho with my sister, and they lasted till the part where Christian Bale curb stomps the puppy. So, I know how she feels. Don't worry about it.
I didn't remember that being in the movie.
Yeah, it's one of the first things he does. He stabs the homeless guy, and he stomps on the dog's head.
Yeah, he curb stomps a puppy's face.
Curb stomps.
Did I block that? I must have blocked
I think you might have just blocked it out. It was kind of horrible.
I must have just blocked that out. Cause I know the book. I actually stopped reading in the middle of it and returned it to the bookstore and kind of read.
Yeah, it wasn't a very good book. It's one of those I like the movie a little bit better than the book.
But, I mean,
or a lot
back to the movie, I mean, yeah. It's a real, I'm sorry that you couldn't make it through, I'm sorry it was upsetting, but, I mean, what you said about the plane crash, that was a hell of an effective scene.
Yeah.
That was...
And spoiler alert, the end is, what?
Jesus Christ, can we cool it with the spoiler alerts?
Okay, fine, we'll put it at the end. Okay, I was going to tell her about the ending, and what the end scene is.
I would like to know that, because, I mean, I am interested in finding out who survives and stuff. I just,
okay.
I just couldn't keep.
We have an answer.
Insane. Everybody's dead except Liam Neeson. And it's the part you see in the trailer. He's wandered into the wolf's den, and he's just at the end of his rope. So he finally decides, you know what, I'm just going to accept this. Take the alcohol bottles to his hand, the broken alcohol bottles. He starts reciting a poem in his head, and he charges at the wolf. And then the credits go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But there's a post-credit scene. Did you see that, Chris?
What?
There's a post-credit scene, like scene after the credits.
Oh.
Oh, well, post-credit scene, the big head wolf is Lasso, slowly breathing, and Liam Neeson's head is... Liam Neeson is just laying on the wolf, not moving.
Oh, so... Okay, I don't even... That seemed unnecessary to even have that.
Probably. But yeah. A little bit different with the ending, but everything after that was pretty good.
Actually, I thought the ending was fine. I thought it fit perfectly well with what the movie was trying to do.
Well, once again, remember I told you I don't like Charlie Lyon. I thought Liam Neeson was going to kill wolves.
Yeah, I thought he was going to kill wolves, too. Like I said, I would still like to make... I would still love to see that movie if they made it someday.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I'd watch it.
But I thought really dramatically effective. I mean, it was pretty pretentious. So
it was kind of pretentious.
So I mean, that kind of marred it a little bit, but it was still pretty dramatically effective. And to be honest, some of the thrilling scenes did a better job than most thrillers at being thrilling.
Yeah, when it was good, it was really good.
I mean, I really thought most of the movie was a great movie. The only times I thought it was anything less than great were, like, there was a little bit of cheesiness, and it was a little too self-serious. Like, I'm okay with self-seriousness if the movie can back it up, like There Will Be Blood, but most of the Grey could back up its self-seriousness, but sometimes it was just a little just too, like, oh, come on. Geez.
Yeah, maybe a little humor here and there.
Yeah. And there was a little bit of humor, but, you know, it was guys bonding humor type thing. It wasn't, like,
Yeah.
I liked some of the humor. I actually enjoyed that. I thought it was really well done, and probably the fact that I couldn't keep watching was a testament that it was well done.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was pretty potent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really good. It was good.
Yeah, it's a shame. I really don't have much to say about it, despite the fact that I really liked it a lot.
Yeah, me neither, actually. I didn't have much to say about Haywire, either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Haywire, I don't think, was as good as The Grey. Not nearly.
No, not as good, but still.
Yeah, and my issue is, like, I'm going to give The Grey a really high score, but at the same time, I feel like... There definitely is more stuff wrong with it than some other movies that I give this high a score to, but, like, there's other stuff that's so great about it.
Uh-huh.
Like, specifically stuff like the plane crash itself, or certain scenes like the scene at the river, the scene with the tree and the rope and all that. Like, some of that stuff was just so unbelievably thrilling that it really was an amazing movie most of the time, so... Yeah. I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 4. What are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 5.
All right. And Kat, of what you saw, I if you could score it based on what you saw, what do you think you would score it?
3 out of 5.
Okay. That'll work. Next, we'll just move on to what we watched in the coming weeks. We're going to talk about what we watched in the future. This last week, I pretty much watched the first two episodes of Scrubs. I'm going to start on that again, just watch an episode of Scrubs or two before I go to bed each night until I finish the whole series, because ever since I heard that Peter Gabriel song that closes closes the series as it was supposed to close, I had it stuck in my head and started to watch again. And I miss Janitor. I miss Carla and Elliot and JD.
Yanni Tor. Awesome.
And I really just miss Turk. He's, like, one of my favorite characters on TV.
Yeah, he was good. I liked him.
And that's why getting to that late season episode where he's starting to rant about how JD went to Disneyland without him is really what it's all about.
Yeah.
And other than that, I saw Conan O'Brien Can't Stop, which, as a fan of Conan O'Brien, I enjoyed every second of that.
Yeah, it was good. I saw it on Netflix.
Yeah, but to be honest, though, like, as a movie, it was hella repetitive. It really...
He kind of beat the whole NBC thing into the ground. Like, okay, yeah, we know NBC fucked you over, but it's not like you got a $35 million severance package. So
actually, I don't think he touched on that very much after the first bit. Like, he made a few jokes about it, but he really talked about how lucky he was to be doing this.
And well, so, yeah, but
what I really didn't like was the stuff that happened. Yeah, it just spent 45 minutes about how exhausting this tour was, and you know, I really would have liked to have seen more of rehearsing, and you know, and what I got was decent, but like, and it was a great window into being a Conan O'Brien fan. But as a movie, it was just like, this is
executed. Yeah, I remember when they announced that tour, like I found out about like 30 minutes after tickets went on sale. I'd check Ticketmaster, and they were all gone. I know, well.
Yeah, that's that scene where the tickets are selling out is pretty amazing. You can tell how floored they were. It's like they have that look on their faces, like, "Oh crap, this is real now. We're gonna have to do this."
Yeah, they announced it like the day tickets went on sale, and it went fast.
Yeah, and I feel like the same thing I felt like when I watched Pearl Jam 20. It's just it wasn't a good movie, but it was good for fans. So.
Yeah, like with Pearl Jam 20, I didn't learn anything new because, you know, you had like a super fan doing it.
Yeah, and also I watched the last hour and a half of the the girl who kicked the hornet's nest, which it isn't as good as. Neither the second or the third movie are as good as the first one, but they're still pretty good, and I like the original trilogy, but I know that if David Fincher comes back to get those last two movies, they'll definitely be better than the originals.
Yes. I agree.
All right, Matt, what did you watch?
Pretty much the only thing I watched this week was the first Alien movie.
Oh, nice. Getting prepared for Prometheus?
Yeah, because I saw the Prometheus trailer, and I know Ridley Scott says that the Xenomorph isn't in the movie, but yeah, for all intents and purposes, it looks like a direct prequel to Alien.
You know, as long as it's a good movie, I'm gonna enjoy it.
That whole space jockey thing. I mean, he has a big hole in his chest, which we're assuming the alien popped out of. I mean. If the movie is kind of his story, you're kind of going to have to show that, I would think.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've been thinking a lot about my whole judge movies on its own merit thing, and The Gray really tested that, believe me. Yeah. You know, don't judge it by its trailer. And I think I've got to go into Prometheus just expecting a sci-fi movie and not expecting an Alien prequel. Yeah. Because I know I'll be disappointed if I go into it with expectations of any kind.
I was thinking, that, okay, 20th Century Fox wanted Ridley Scott to do an Alien prequel, but he's like, oh no, it kind of came into something else. I mean, if I was the studio head, would I be like, oh hey, I know we paid you all this money to do a prequel to Alien, but no, okay, do your own thing. Ridley Scott doing sci-fi. So, it's gotta be good, I think.
Yeah, it better be good.
Robin Hood.
You know, I kinda liked Robin Hood.
Robin Hood sucked, and you sucked too.
Damn!
There's a lot of suckage going on, apparently.
Apparently.
Alright, fine. Kat, what did you watch?
Okay, I finally remembered one thing we did watch. We bought the DVD of Anchorman and watched that, which... how can you not love a movie that has someone say, why don't you just go back to your home on Whore Island?
You know, I mean, are you referring to the fact that I have previously said I didn't like it that much, or?
No, I mean, I actually, the first time I watched it, didn't really care for it, but it has some awesome lines that make me happy.
Yeah, it's funny. Individual parts of it are hysterical. I just think as a whole, it's way too long, even at 80 minutes. But it really, like, yeah, go to your home on Whore Island. I like, you look like a gigantic blueberry.
Yes. I'm going to punch you in the ovary.
No, I think Ron Burgundy at least is a classic character. And I absolutely love What's-Her-Face. No, I'm just kidding. It's Christina Applegate. I know it's Christina. Okay. She was on that show that was canceled, you know.
A couple of shows was canceled.
Yeah, so are a lot of people, though. I don't call it against.
we started watching a new TV show as well. One that my boyfriend, coworker, friend watches. And they always joke about, and I know a bunch of quotes from, but had never seen. It's called Workaholics.
Oh, yeah. The only episode I ever saw that, they, like, a bunch of them, like, go to an insane clown posse show.
Nice.
They go to an insane clown posse show, and at the end of the episode, like, some dude has been, like, made fun of them. They get a bunch of juggalos to, like, kick the other guy's ass.
Nice.
It was kind of funny. Not because the whole episode you're supposed to think, oh, no, juggalos are just regular, decent people. They like to have a good time. And the juggalos are, like, beating the crap out of these people. No, juggalos are exactly how we thought they would be. This was a bad idea.
Sometimes stereotypes are there for a reason.
Tell me about it.
Well, Anchorman and Workaholics were what you watched?
Yes.
All right, well then that's the end of Celluloid Freaks episode 16. We are not going to have an episode next week because that is Super Bowl Sunday, and despite the fact that it's the Patriots and the Giants, I'm still going to watch it, even though they both suck.
Go Pat.
See you in a few weeks, everybody, because the episode after the Super Bowl, what is that, February something or other? I don't know. We're going to release our winners for the Celluloid Freaks Awards. Good night, everybody.
Peace.
Good night.
He's the hairy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away.